Oh, hey, there's Bub. Over there waving at. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. Ladies man's laying right here. He's showing you his ass today. We all know the master Bub. Morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing well, man. It's Friday. We made it through another very long week here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. A lot of great stuff going on, Bub. A lot of stuff happening very quickly. Talk about the week a little bit, Bub.
So, yeah, man, it's, long week. A lot of stuff was done. We have done some crazy, crazy builds here at BEM, and I'm talking everything from modern performance to off-road Jeeps to on-road street queen Jeeps to armor-plated vehicles. So we are having a lot of fun, a lot of crazy rides. We're rolling out of BEM. We're just having a lot of good time with it.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you shop our online catalog of 20,000 new parts, soon to be close to 30,000 new parts, and we're going to talk about how that number multiplies to that here very shortly. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose. Ladies and gentlemen, shop online now for even more convenience, greater number of products, Bub, better pricing, and online. Find her online, Miss Outlaw Boutique, Bub.
That's right.
Hey, Bub, we're going to talk a little bit about this segment. Look, we got a beautiful GT40 sitting here, this X1, one of one in the world. You're finalizing over here. Man, the guys who worked on this thing before hacked it up, didn't they, Bub?
Dude, let me tell you. So as you can see, offset, the GTX1 is literally taken apart. This thing is stripped down. There's no front end on it. You can't really see it, I don't think, in the video. So no front end. The top is off because GTX1s and the GT40s, the difference between them was the concept design of the X1, meaning a full target top roof assembly, not where it was part of a T-top style assembly that was molded into the top of the doors. By the way, really cool looking design. Personal preference, probably those. This is a great design as well with the single piece target top, but I would never put it on.
Okay.
Never.
Why would you, Bubba, not put it on as one of the top three designers in the world today?
To me, it's more of a roadster style car. You got to know your weather. You got to know what you're going out in. I wouldn't put the top on. It's just that simple. Like, I'd want to drive that kind of car with no top.
And it's funny, Bub, as you were getting into the carbon fiber top, you found that somebody had drilled, it was at another place in the West, out West, with a gentleman who supposedly professed in doing these cars, Bub, and wound up ripping off a lot of people, taking their Lambos, their GTs, all of them, and really hurting the client. This is a big piece for you, Bub, because if this comes out the way you want it to come out, it will be shown and featured on the GT forums through its owner, who's very, very happy about what you've been doing, which would drive a ton of these through your doors. There's a lot of them out there that were butchered by this same person.
Well, and you know, it's kind of a shame, too, because it's, that is a high-end car, high-end ride, but it was just completely murdered the way it was gone through and touched. You know, it's a shame that a car that's valued at what that's valued at, the GTX, is all north of that $500,000 mark.
Yes.
Sometimes even approaching that three-quarter, close to $1 million mark, and it's just destroyed.
Well, and it's funny, too, because, Bub, as you were working on the top yesterday, you've completely redesigned how this thing's going to latch and come together.
Super smooth.
Very smooth, butter smooth. And the way it was hanging all over the place. The body panels didn't match right. And when you were taking down and working with the carbon fiber, somebody had drilled 7 holes on either side of that carbon fiber.
Just holes everywhere.
Why do people work like that?
I don't know. So how about this Jeep?
So, Bub, one of the things that we decided to do at the beginning of the year, we were phasing out of the restoration side of the business, and we wanted to spend more time doing more of the rugged off-road Jeep and truck looks as well. This particular build has been going on for a series of months. You've been doing it in a modular fashion, Bub. It's been a very, very exquisite build. One of the things that you couldn't take, Bub, is the fact that there are only a limited number of Jeeps, ladies and gentlemen, for the Jeep JK series, the JLC, all of them.
Yeah.
Nothing matched what you wanted. So what you did was took this bumper that we're seeing right here. The back has been fabricated and completed. You cut off the factory brush guard that was installed on this bumper, and the winch that sat down inside. There was a winch that sat inside a recessed pocket here and sat right here. The winch came pulled through the front right here.
Yeah.
Take us from there, Bub, with what you've done.
So, all right, so you kind of just gave a great overview of it. This is for all 07 to 18. This is an aftermarket front bumper for this thing. Anytime you start doing major lift kits, you start doing bigger wheels and tires, you typically lean towards changing your front bumper in terms of turning radius and clearing those larger wheels and tires. And that's exactly what the case was here. You see a lot of the time they will have like a 45-degree cut on the front bumpers that is strictly for tire clearance right at the front on the forward position of the wheel. And that's an easy swap, easy change to get rid of that disgusting dreaded scrub when you put on 35s or 37s, 38s, going to 40s, and you've got scrub coming on your flat, you know, your factory plastic bumper. You swap the bumper, you change it, and you're done, right? Well, a lot of companies out there sell great bumpers, but a lot of them sell with the future of adding more accessories,
yes.
Maybe adding a winch to it. You know, when you buy a bumper, it's just a bumper. It's not going to be a full package.
Right.
So you buy a bumper, then they've got slots for winches. They've got slots for tow hooks. They have slots for 2x2 lights in the corners if you want to change your fog lights. They've got spots for fog lights. They have push bars on them. They have, I mean, all, you know, even on the back of the push bars, typically there's tabs welded if you want to mount round lights on top of that or hang them below. There's all kinds of crap thrown on today's aftermarket bumpers for the Jeeps, and there's nothing wrong with that, but there's a lot of crap thrown on them. Well, here at BEM, of course, what we always do is take the aftermarket product and we bump it up to that next level as well to make it more vehicle specific in terms of the way it looks, its fitment, its application, color matching things, which we can see here. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you take it and you just bump that bar up a little bit higher. So it's not just out of the box and slapped on. It's out of the box, completely cut into pieces, modified and altered in the way that you would want it to be, and then you make it look like a factory fit piece when it's done.
One of the things you've done, Bub, is cut the brush guard off of this. It sat about this high, just about the height of the front of the hood. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that's very interesting about what Bub has done here as we move more and more into the off-road and rugged terrain type vehicles, one of the things Bub has done here is remove the factory or the OEM original equipment of the manufacturer grill, cut it and trimmed it and used an aftermarket Rough Country style grill with a 20-inch light bar, meaning it is measured from end to end 20 inches. But what he has done is he removed the factory chrome Jeep script and painted it the same color as the big lug nut, the appearance of the big lug nut that allegedly holds the chain or the link wheel on this car. It's an American Racing wheel that Bub has done. Also, he has taken and painted the grill insert to body match the color of the front of the Jeep, the hood of the Jeep, as well as color matched this gold accenting down here where it says Rough Country, or RC, ladies and gentlemen, as it pulls through the front of there. Bub, this is a very unique build because now you're starting to get a very JL-esque style feel up in the front of this thing from a JK model.
Well, it's, you know, it's about cleaning it up, man. It's my phone, I swear to God, dude. We're the owners and administrators of our own Facebook page so we can comment to you guys, but you can't even freaking use Facebook. Talk about the quality of today's technology.
Yes.
So I'll tell you what, man. When you take and you start modifying and adding these pieces, like all of this is aftermarket. Of course, the factory grill shell itself is internal. That's stock. That's exactly what it should be. But when you start cutting them out and you add these aftermarket pieces, the Rough Country 20-inch mesh grill, it really changes the face and the look of the Jeeps, which, again, all the way back to, I mean, early 1930s, 1940s.
40s.
Yeah, 41, right, was the 41. First one. So all the way back to the 40s, everyone's known these Jeeps for, like, the 7 oval slots in the front end.
Yep.
That's been the way you identify a Jeep for God knows how long,
yes.
Right? So you start modifying that. You change it around. We wanted to do the aftermarket series here in terms of the grill, also to match the windshield mounted light bar. So you have two of the dual row black series from Rough Country. We wanted to match those things up, but we also wanted them to look like we didn't just take them out of the box and slap them right on. We wanted to color match them a little bit, keep this one very aggressive. And by this one, I mean this Jeep. This one's very aggressive in the terms of its coloring, but also still very clean at the same time. This interior, if everybody remembers, we did a Bentley-style diamond stitch interior,
yes,
in here with a color-match green
match
thread.
Stitching.
So it's very aggressive, but still very clean and valuable at the same time.
Yes. And one of the things, Bub, that's beautiful about this is now you have cut out what we call the leech. You got 3/16-inch steel.
Yep.
You cut all of the factory, the bumper mounts out, the brush guard's gone, and the components are gone. The factory Jeep hole has now, for the winch, has now been welded shut with this raw plate of steel.
Yeah.
This looks like a robot welded it, Bub. Kudos to you. You are a self-taught welder. Everything about you is self-taught. You never took a formal automotive or shop class, Bub. And this weld plate is welded on in the front as well. These will all be ground down, as is the back already, and it will be very, very smooth, and this will be done in a textured finish.
Yeah, it's going to look really, really good once it's done. We're actually going to do the bumpers themselves, the front and rear. I thought about doing this in a color match base coat, clear coat,
wow,
to flow with the fenders of the green, But on this style in the design, now that I'm kind of stepping back, and again, you always ask me, like, do I change things as
yes.
I go?
Yes.
Yes. So I always, as I add pieces, I modify or alter, you know, maybe I have a color plan for one piece, but then as I start putting it up in mock-up, I step back and I look at it, I'm like, okay, no, I can't use that color anymore. So sometimes the vision isn't exactly what it should be, and that's what you get with, like, little things, like the Jeep letters on just the front grill. Those are brand new from Mopar, directly sent in, and then, of course, we immediately scuff them up. We shoot them in a matte gold metallic so that it does match both here, the RC here, the door handle inserts. We've got hood hinge inserts that are coming in today that are going to be
here. Oh, you're changing those as well now.
Yeah, so we're going to have, you know, a bunch of little accent pieces all done in that matte gold, but very, very small, subtle things that just kind of draw your eye, and you can walk around it naturally and not see, like, one thing overpowering another. It just overall comes together with such a clean
design. Part of your design, it really is unique. But I want to say good morning to Doug and to Matt out there. They're watching us today as well, Bub, from Transamerican.
That's right.
One of the things you have wanted to do, Bub, is change the face of the business and work more on some of the quicker jobs. Some of the, you love doing the Jeeps, you love doing the trucks, you love the technology in them. And this meeting that we had this morning with them, he actually flew in, I think Doug flew in from, he landed from San Diego this morning, last night, mm-hmm. and got over here this morning for a meeting before we went live. We really appreciate that. I will release more details about that as I can. I can't right now contractually, but this could be a huge partnership in terms of you taking that next step in the off-road performance market, Bub.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we do a lot of these things, a lot of the lifted trucks, a lot of the aftermarket Jeeps, a lot of them, some of them fully functional and totally capable of doing severe off-road crawling and mudding. Some of them are total street queens, man. There's a lot of that down here in South Florida. Guys just want big wheels and tires. They want to be lifted up tall, and the freaking things don't even drive down a dirt road.
It's funny, man.
Which is nothing wrong with
that's
at
okay,
all.
Well.
I mean, there's people out there that knock that all day long. There's nothing wrong with that. Personally, I have one in my own collection. The thing's never been off-roading. But I'll tell you what, it looks really freaking good when you want to just pull out and cruise the streets.
By the way, I was talking to Robin last night. She said that her and Layla were in the BEM Jeep yesterday, and she was stopped by a gentleman, elderly gentleman, who had a Jeep that was lifted as well. He said, I had mine done at another place. Where'd you get yours? I've never seen someone done a Jeep lifted with such class and elegance.
Well, that's the way to do it.
That's the way
aggressive
to do it.
But clean all at the same time.
It is. Bub, and what I'd like to share with the audience as well is, as you look around, ladies and gentlemen, as you're watching this in the background, because it's always what you see in the background, not what you see in the foreground. Let's look right here at the upright brackets for the Rough Country 50-inch Life Bar that's on this BEM Jeep right here. You will notice that all of the fasteners are painted in the matching color that the factory used. So Bub took the time to darken these up. But the brackets themselves, the textured finish has been removed, ladies and gentlemen, and it has been body matched. You don't see that anywhere. Additionally, even though the fine folks over at Transamerican do make an aftermarket smooth style fender flare that bolts right mm-hmm. up to this, Bub took the time and hand massaged each one of these. He's got about 40 hours in just these fender flares alone, removing the factory finish, all hand sanding the factory finish out, smoothing them out, a high build primer on them, and then a clear coat base coat on top of it to give you this very beautiful rounded one-off look that nobody else has, Bub. It's a very, very unique look. I'm very proud of the way this Jeep's coming out.
I'm very proud of our service provider. This is ridiculous, dude. Literally nothing more than a spinning wheel on my screen.
That is, Bub.
It's terrible, dude.
Well, that's a new phone, Bub. So
brand new phone.
Is it going through updates right now?
No updates at all.
No?
I actually postponed doing the software update all morning long because I knew we were going to film today and I needed to have my phone ready to go.
All right, on.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, man. Anything that you guys do want to see in terms of these upgrades, all of it can be seen at our Instagram or even at our website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Scroll down on the left-hand side. Whatever you guys are linked to, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube,
there.
It is all there. Click on it, subscribe to it. Anytime that we do anything, it will go live on your phone in your pocket. Mine does not do that, unfortunately, for some reason, so we'll just have to go from there.
And that's too funny, Bub. Tomorrow on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, now featured on Podcast One, Bub, we'll be talking a little bit about this and the transition into the more aggressive off-road market and performance suspension package. I understand that the gentleman we were talking to today, they are also one of the CEOs is big in the Polaris line. And as you know, we have Paul Sr.'s Ranger here from Orange County Choppers. What might that mean, Bub?
Well, of course, that means the Polaris is going to get hooked up.
Hooked
up. So I'll tell you what, though.
That'd be a great episode, man.
I did some updates this morning on our site. As you know, any new product that gets released before it even hits the streets, we typically have it up on our site because we are selling the latest and greatest at the guaranteed lowest prices.
Yes, we are.
At bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Yes. But I will say this, because this is an entire Rough Country sponsored Jeep JK sitting here, Rough Country just released, I kid you not, just released, and you know, we just did this install. This is the Rough Country 3.5-inch full flex kit. We just did this full suspension lift on this thing. On this one, right? They just did this kit. We installed it, but I'll tell you what, man, they just released a brand new 8-stage valved Vertex shock.
Really?
Feel like they might need to send in a set of those things for this. Now, this was pre-built with the factory-style shock absorber that's just extended for the 3.5, so it's proper length, proper travel. You take off your old, you bolt on your new. But the new Vertex series, I was just updating those to the site, uploading them. Literally, the link was just sent in. I think we need to throw a set of those on here.
Pretty hot.
Oh,
I'll have to give Tyler Groom's
8-stage adjustable, dude. So you can literally make this thing for full flex off-road, or by the twist of a knob, make this thing as smooth as you want for a street.
I was talking to our guys, Matt and Doug, this morning. They said there's a 14-inch kit available for the Toyotas, man.
Yeah, 14 inches is a long travel.
That's a lot of travel.
It's a lot of travel.
Holy
I'll tell
smokes.
You what's really coming out of the gate, too, right now, man, is Toyotas. There's, you asked me about it the other day about Toyotas. Toyotas have really, especially the Tacomas, man, those things are coming out and they're just turning into little freaking beasts, dude.
Are they really, Bub? Because I always thought of them,
the
Toyotas
like
underpowered, have always been underpowered.
Nope. Not anymore. I'm telling you, they're stepping it up, man.
I wonder then, Bub, to your point, if they're taking some of the technology that they're bringing out of the NASCAR circuit and employing it into their V8s and things like that, putting them into their cars, because a lot of R&D goes on in the track.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of that going on, especially behind the scenes, but it's, those things are starting to be pretty desirable, man. Yeah. Yeah, and the looks of them, pretty good.
Are they really?
Pretty good looking, man. With the right upgrades, of course, like the mesh-style grills, you do the lifts on them, make these things a little bit meatier, get the stance set right. They're looking pretty good.
I don't know why, but I'm just an American truck guy.
Well, of course.
I always have been.
Yeah.
And a Jeep guy, man.
But I'll tell you what, though, man, when you can have something like, listen, let's be real. You do a 14-inch lift kit on any of today's GM series, whether it's Chevrolet, GMC-based, 14-inch lift kit on something like that, which, by the way, is very expensive. You do that kind of lift kit, and then you throw a set of, 40s on it. That is one big beast, and it is not easy to drive when you're done with that. Now, it might be easy in terms of driving the thing, but maneuverability, you can't go through drive-thrus, can't go through parking garages, can't fit in a normal lane. Now, you do these Toyotas with a 14-inch lift on a smaller truck, huge lift, but still super, super functional, really easy to maneuver, drive the freaking thing every day.
Wow, interesting, Bob. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
It is.
I know we're constantly refining and redeveloping our show format over on Podcast One. It's very, very exciting. Next week, we have the guys from Velocity's show, Everyday Driving. They'll be our guests. I know we're going to start trying to do some, because it is a motorsports show, we're trying to expand it. We're going to be doing an off-road performance segment, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe we're going to be doing a little upholstery segment. So it's really, we're trying to cater to everybody, and we'd love to hear everybody's ideas sent in to us about what they'd like to hear incorporated in the show.
That's right.
So we can make it more user-friendly. You can send it right here. I can't monitor today's comments, but I will get to them after we get off the air, or sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. I would look sometime in the next 14 days, Bub, for some big news to be coming out about the aftermarket performance and suspension products and the addition of them to the BEM line.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a big thing. I'd love to fill our parking lot up with trucks and Jeeps and just roll those things out. We're also talking become an official dealer sponsor of JL Audio as well, Bub.
That's right, man. Looking
a lot of
forward
big things
it.
Going on.
Which
man.
And that's another company where, man, I'll tell you what, you know I build with JL exclusively.
Yep.
They are doing a lot in terms of not the universal, which they're always going to dominate the audio market in that perspective, but also in terms of the vehicle-specific enclosures, the conversion modules, the boxes that you need, all color match in terms of the carpeting, the trunk space, the way that they mount. They're not big and cumbersome anymore. Like, you remember old subwoofer boxes from 15, 20 years ago.
Not
These
even
boxes
that long
were
ago.
Huge. Now, of course, you can compete with stuff like that. But in today's world, technology, it's getting smaller, it's getting more compact, and it is packing just a powerful punch. And that's exactly what's going on with JL's StealthBox line. And that's why I run it and everything. We're going to throw a set in this.
So, Bub, kind of what if everybody can start tracking with what we're doing here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's why the name changed from the original name, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, because we knew we were going to start custom tailoring the business and funneling it down to a much tighter package. Gone are the days of the restoration of the old cars, which we've been trying to phase out of over the last 2 years. Last year or so, Bub, about the last year. We really haven't taken any new major products in like that for about a year. I would say about a year now.
Yep.
And then January, we decided to really start redoing it. So you'll see where this is going to become a one-stop shop for your performance applications, for your street-driven cars, your late model and performance cars. It's going to be a performance upgrade and suspension setup, installation shop. We're going to be dealers for all of that and for audio. So you're going to be able to get these cars in and out. We're going to bring you more technical segments and more variety of vehicles, Bub.
That's right.
It's going to be a whole new business
yep.
model.
So stay tuned. Go to our website again, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Subscribe to whatever the heck it is you guys are using in terms of social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter. There's like those little bird with the chirpy thing.
Yeah.
That's Twitter, right?
Yeah, Twitter.
What's the other one
out
there?
You don't use that, do you?
I don't use that at all.
No.
I don't use Twitter and I don't use Facebook. I'm only Instagram.
Instagram.
Literally, that's it. Like, that's kind of like my go-to because we're just moving all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's like one picture, you move on throughout your day.
That's right.
Although the whole story deal is like, that's starting to really consume my life, man. I'm like doing stories of my feet. I'm like watching where I walk. I'm like, you got to be careful when you're doing the story mode because sometimes you like pull it out while you're going to the bathroom. You're like, oops, that's the wrong camera.
By the way, Bub, I'll share this with our audience across the world. If you watched the Barrett Jackson auto auction last week here in the Palm Beaches, you saw the VW microbuses, the 70 show bus, the other VW microbuses. They all crossed the line at 100 plus, Bub. Herbie the Love Bug that was used in the fourth or the fifth movie that dumped oil out on the ground, that crossed the finish line at 117,
I think that was.
117. Yeah. Let's see. And a couple other very stoic pieces. Those happen to be in one of our clients' collections right now.
That's right.
We may be featuring those vehicles very soon. So stay tuned. A lot more iconic stuff coming up from the Hollywood Cinema Arts area here on Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Bub.
Yep.
Tomorrow, Bub, we'll be talking on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be talking about the moving into the performance applications here with the Jeeps and the off-road vehicles. It's going to be kind of technical. There's a lot that you have to know about suspensions on these things, Bub.
Yeah, it's that's the most important key on these things. So stay tuned. Listen to that show tomorrow. If you guys do have a Jeep JK or even the new JLs and you're curious about how to get a small lift and a massive set of tires, stay tuned. We're getting ready to do one of those as well. 2.5 inches will get you 37, so that's a pretty big jump right there alone.
I understand there's a potential that a very major player in the off-road suspension world wants to put their name to one of your current celebrity builds. We had that conversation this morning. That could be very, very interesting, Bub.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Could be very interesting.
Yep.
If that happens, that's a game changer.
Yep,
That'll be an industry first.
Yeah, it'll be pretty solid right there.
It really will, man.
Yeah.
Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, Bub, let's just keep on doing it.
Bubba style.
Let's make sure you join us tomorrow morning, ladies and gentlemen, from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page. It's going to be a great show. We're going to talk about performance applications off-road and what these guys go through from an R&D perspective to build these suspensions. Some of the technology Bub's going to share and the information he's going to share with you about how this technology is founded out in the Sahara Desert and things like that is really quite amazing, especially when all of the big manufacturers are out there competing around the sand dunes and off the track to garner your business dollars. It's a very, very interesting business. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. Make sure you join us next week, the following week on the 28th, where we'll have the host of Everyday Driver Velocity's TV show on with us. The phone lines will be open at 714-242-5166, 714-242-5166 for all of your comments and interactions with us. We'd love for you to join us in a very positive manner. No negativity, only positivity, please. Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today, ladies and gentlemen. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Shoe somebody who has holes in the bottom of their shoes. And feed somebody who's hungry. For that designer cup of coffee price, you could put a power bar and a muscle milk in somebody's stomach who's really hungry and down on their luck. I know the ladies were out yesterday. They were stopped by a gentleman, or they ran into a gentleman, a homeless gentleman. He's a veteran of ours. He asked if he could help them move some things. And when they tried to pay him, he said, no, I can earn my own living. I'm just down on my luck right now. So let's pay attention to those people that are down on their luck out there. Let's pay attention to our veterans out there. Let's thank them, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take care of these animals that we've been entrusted to take care of, like the ladies' man you see laying here taking it easy on the floor. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 9 o'clock, we'll see you live on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast brought to you in 4K. Also, the only podcast doing it that way. We appreciate all the love and all of the support, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning. Until then, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.
Hey, go turn on those lights for them to see them.
Turn on the lights? How do I turn them on, Bubba? Everybody going to see these lights?
By the Rough Country MLC-6 line controller.
And we turn them on where, Bub?
I don't even have to tell you.
I'm just going to start. How's that, ladies and gentlemen?